Sunday, Chavtalud Sivan, Rabbi Mendy Chizik, the Koyach and the Riches of Mitzrayim.
What's the subject
again?
Koyach and the Riches of Mitzrayim. I want to ask a simple question today, which I don't think you'll find in the Mefarshim. Kedua, we know the famous Chazal, Koyach fabricated a story with which he went round the Midbar. Korach told the story of a woman, an Amona, with two daughters, who was trying to make ends meet. At the first glance, things were okay. Then it came to putting animals together to plow in the fields. And Moshe said to her, "Sorry, lo sachresh b'shoyv v'chamor yachdov, you can't plow with your shoyv and chamor together." Okay, fine, I can't do that. She said, fine. So she took other options. Then it came to the time that things started to grow. He said, fine, please relieve me. Leket chikcha and peor. Okay, I'll leave that for you as well. Eventually, she started to make a goyren, a storehouse. He said, now we come for trumas and maaseros. So she gave up. She forget it. I'm not making any parnosa this way. So she went and she bought, with a small amount of money, she went and she bought sheep. Upon the birth of a new baby, she thought she made 100% profit, and Aaron says, "Bachor, I take the Bachor." Okay, fine, she gives the Bachor. She shears the sheep and wants to take the Rishis HaGez. She wants the first shearing, says Aaron HaKohen, "Sorry, I'm back again. Rishis HaGez." Koyach continues the story. Finally, she decides, you know what? I'm going to shecht one of the sheep. I'm going to eat it. Aaron HaKohen says, no problem. You first got to give me the zeroya, the choyayim, the keva, the certain parts of the behemoth, the yoa koyen. And Koyach wove the story, and he went around the midbar talking about the suffering of this alleged poor woman. There's many holes in the story. We could spend all day picking holes in the story. The fact that in the midbar, she wasn't planting anything anyway. Who's planting Be'eretz Lo Zeruah? There's no planting anything. The whole story of Koyach, of an Isha Almona that he knew planting didn't exist. Number one. Number two, the whole story is wrong anyway. This woman wasn't hungry. People were Oich Leimon. In the midbar, they ate the mon. They weren't hungry for anything at all. The Chedor tells us the mon is Yosha Tevis, Maisa Nisim. They ate every single day. In last week's parsha, we learned about the challah. They didn't even have to take challah from the mon. Shteita no debi Yehuda. It wasn't from one of the five types of grain. Klal Yisrael lived an exalted life. And Korach's picturing this story. Now, boy said there's another hole in the story. Indeed. Korach, the Gemara tells us, was extremely wealthy. There's a Gemara Sanhedrin and in Psochim, but the Gemara tells us in two places in Shas, Omar Yishlokish, Oishro Yishol Koyach. Koyach was phenomenally wealthy. Rabbi Levi tells us more, 300 white predos. Now a predo, Chazal tell us, is a very strong animal. It's a cross between a sus and a chamoy, a parrot is a mule, extremely strong. He needed 300 white mules just to carry the keys to his storehouses. Says the Gemara Vayta, Gimel matmoynios hit me Yosef b'Mitzrayim. Yosef HaTzadik hid three storehouses in Mitzrayim. Achas nisgalzo l'koyrach. Koyach found one of them. So Koyach va'adosoy. Koyach found a lot of the money that was hidden in Mitzrayim. A wealthy man. Koyach was a wealthy man. Koyach couldn't have helped out. Koyach's going around with a story that doesn't make sense. But the Chazal tell us, im leleitzim hu yolutz, a person who wants to make its honors succeeds. Koyach over here had everything he could have asked for. Gimel meyos predos levonois. 300 white mules carrying the keys. He had everything. What I want to ask Rabbi Yosef is, it's from a different angle. This is all Zion. So Korach's the rich man, and Korach's not helping out. Not just Korach, there's a Gemara in Bechiras, Daf Hei, where the Gemara talks about how rich all of Klal Yisrael were when they left Mitzrayim. Korach, fine, extremely wealthy. But the Gemara in Bechiras, Hei, describes the wealth of all of Klal Yisrael. If so, we've established from Amori Chazal, Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim with riches. So I want to ask you from a different Chazal, and today nobody's asked it. We know there's a famous Rashi in Beshalach, where Rashi tells us that at the Yam Suf, on Shri Yisrael Pesach, they had to be forced away. Klal Yisrael had to be sort of forced away. They didn't want to leave. They stood there, the Yam Suf, we want to stay. Says Rashi, why? Moshe had to force them by Korchon because of the riches that were there. Says Rashi, greater than the Bizar that they took out of Mitzrayim. There was more wealth when they left the Yam Suf than when they took out of Mitzrayim. How's that possible? I'm asking, how's that possible? They emptied Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim and prayed those Levonois, mules. And I'll bring a Gemara in a minute, which shows how they emptied Mitzrayim. Fine. Zolzayim. So Mitzrayim's been emptied. What on earth is they doing at Bizas Hayom? What's there at Bizas Hayom? We see how rich Korach was from Mitzrayim. What else was there at Bizas Hayom? There are several psukim I want to look at today. Three psukim, two rashis. And Be'ezi Hashem will build a picture of what seemed to have been happening. And how do we understand the two Mamore Chazal? On one hand, the Chazal that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim with a gewalt of Ashirus. Yet on the other hand, there seemed to be even more at Bizas Hayom. How is it possible? The first is a pasuk in Shemois. And we'll discuss three psukim. Each pasuk says something different, and each pasuk is describing something else. The first pasuk is in Shemois Gimel, pasuk Chof Beis, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us what will be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Mitzrayim is telling Klal Yisrael what it will look like. Says the pasuk, number one, V'nosati eschein ha'om hazeh. I'll give the people a chain, and they won't leave empty. That doesn't leave us with much to hope for. You won't leave empty-handed, okay. Most of our cleaners home also don't leave empty-handed, but they're not going out with the wealth of your home, you hope. That's it. You'll get a chain, and they won't go reikom. Doesn't promise much. Now, v'sho'alo, isho mishchento. Ladies will borrow. Notice the word Isha, doesn't mention Ish at all here. Isha will borrow from her neighbor, her friend. Three items: Kesef, Zohov, and Smolos. Three things: Kesef, Zohov, and Smolos. So the ladies will borrow. And says the Torah, you should put them al b'neichem v'abneiseichem. You should put the clothes on your children. I mean, is the Torah over here the local dressmaker? Does the Torah have to tell us where you to put the clothes? You borrow kesef, silver, zohov, gold, or smaller thing, silver, gold, and clothes. And by the way, v'samtem al b'neichem v'al b'noseichem, should put them on your children. Why is that necessary? But the Torah doesn't think that the women of Mitzrayim knew what to do with clothes. They hadn't been getting dressed for so many years. We've got to know what to do with the clothes. In dem steht avot of Yankel Kalinsky so sein gesund. Yankel says it's poshut that the clothes of Mitzrayim wouldn't be suitable for Klal Yisrael. But in fact, the clothes of the Noshim there wouldn't be long enough, tzniestik enough. He says, you know what? Don't wear them yourselves, but put them on your children. They'll fit your children fine. The clothes of the Mitzrish ladies will fit b'neichem v'abonei seicha. For children they'll fit, but not the adults. But I saw from Divri Yechezkel of Shinova, Shinova says, Amor Yedekavot. He says, in order to take away the tum of Mitzrayim, it'll be required to undo all the stitching of the clothes. So you make it back into a beged, to a stump baguette, an empty piece of cloth, and then re-sew it. Now, any good tailor will know, if you take out the stitches and you re-sew something, you're going to lose some inches. So the tailor, don't worry. Hagam, you have to undo it and remake it all over again. It'll still fit. For B'nai'chem, B'nai Seichem, you'll still have what to do with it later. Or the Pozik says, V'nitzaltem es Mitzrayim, you're going to empty Mitzrayim. Daf and Daf Ashtayim, first of all, why is the Torah Magde only ladies? Isha Meshchenta. Well, the men can't take gold and silver. Why not? Maybe they all came to Shir Sunday morning and the women were running out catching gold and silver. Isha Meshchenta. The Torah also mentions a strange order, gold, silver, clothes. In that order, Rashi, we'll see Rashi later on that. But it doesn't promise us too much. The Torah says only, no, so you won't go empty. Look weiter, Yishmos Yudalev, Bashas Maisa. That was a story where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says what it will look like when you leave Mitzrayim. In Yishmos Yudalev, Pasuk Beis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking Bashas Maisa. The Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim Mamish, on the actual night, the Torah now tells us what to do. Daberno, Bosni Ha'om. Please speak to the ears of the people. V'yishalu ish me'eseyu, men should come and borrow. V'isha me'eseyusa, and women. Here, men and women are included. In taking, klei kesef uchlezov. No mention of clothes, gold or silver. So when it comes to the clothes, the men are left out. When it comes to the klei kesef uchlezov, the men are mentioned as well. Again, the next word, the famous word, chayin. Vayitayin Hashem es chayin ha'omazim. The Torah will give chayin. We move along to a third pasuk. In Yud Beis, Pasukim Lamed Hei, Lamed Vav, the Torah tells us what happened. So we had the asidus, what's going to be. What the command was, Bo'isay ha'layla, vayihi b'chatzi ha'layla. And now we look back, the Torah tells us what happened. Says the Rebbe Nishan Olam, Uvnei Yisrael Osu Kedva Moshe. They did as Moshe told them. They took from Mitzrayim. They did take what? Three things: Klei Kesef, Uchrei Zohav, Usmolus. He took three things: Kesef, Zohav, and Smolus. So Smolus wasn't mentioned by Shas Maisa, but it's come back again. And of course, we come to the famous word again. V'Hashem Nosan es chayin ha'om b'ayin Mitzrayim. There was a chayin in the eyes of Mitzrayim. V'Yashilom, they lent it to them. V'Yenatzlu es Mitzrayim, again they emptied out Mitzrayim. We have here a Boisai Shri Psukim. I think it would be fair to say that no Pasuk seems to say the same as the other. Each one is full of Sodas HaTorah. Let's try and understand that a simple oifen. What are the Pesukim saying? Let's try and have an understanding and go back to our original Kasha. If Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim with so much, Korach left with so much, what was left at the Yom Suf? But according to Rabbi, I promised you two Rashis. Rashi earlier says the reason for the Makkah of Choshech was so that if Klal Yisrael turn around to the Mitzrayim later and say, we'd like some gold or silver, please, and they'll say, we haven't got. Klal Yisrael will say, we saw it. But we saw it. We saw it. Which is the Chazal we all know. One of the simplest of the Makkah of Choshech was that should any goy later say, we haven't got, then Klal Yisrael can turn around and say, 1 second. We know exactly where it is. We'll tell you where it is. We know what you've got as well. Now, boys, I don't stimmy with another Rashi. Rashi, here in Amad Vav, says to us, Loshen Rashi is, they came to borrow from them, says the Mitzrayim said to them, why are you asking for one? Take two. They would give to them. Ato ima echod, do you only want one of my candelabras? Tushnayim, take two. Rashi is clearly telling us, that a leil yitzias Mitzrayim, there was so much wealth being thrown at Klal Yisrael, even what they didn't ask for, they're being offered. You want one? No, take two. You want two? Have four. So Rabbi said, now we go back to the other Rashi. In Makas Choyshech. In Makas Choyshech, Rashi says, in Perek Yud Pasuk Chof Beis, we need Makas Choyshech, so Klal Yisrael should be able to signpost exactly where the gold is. They didn't need it. So what? Now let's go back. So now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that Klal the Mitzriim will offer it to them on a plate. So why does Rashi tell us earlier HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Makas Choyshech today, that should the Mitzriim? It's not going to happen. Let's see, Aboisai, what we can answer today. I think we've raised a lot of eyebrows, a lot of kashas. Lomazen, then what we can handle over here. There's a Gemara in Brochus. Which tells us, Vayenatz Lues Mitzrayim, Omer Reb Ami and Shlokish argue, how did they empty Mitzrayim? Melamed, says Reb Ami, they turn Mitzrayim into Metsudo She'im Bo Dogon, says Rashi. When a person wants to trap birds, he take a net, says Rashi. Inside the ophis, he put Dogon, he put some grain under the net, so that birds would enter. If there's no Dogon there, you haven't got any grain inside your net, your net's going to look pretty empty. Says Rashi, "Okay, she'ein bo dogon, ein oif." There's no birds. Kach reiknu hamitzriim mikol moinam. Empty Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is empty. We saw Kairach left the riches, Klal Yisrael left. So where's the business going? The next man, Omar the Shlokish, has a different moshul. The Shlokish Omar. Says Rashi, just like the depth of the sea, ein mitzuyin dogim. Fish don't live down there. Fish live, says Rashi, el sefas hayom. Fish live in the top part of the ocean, heichad ikemozoyin, where they can get food. So Klal Yisrael emptied Mitzrayim like a mitzulo, like the depths of the yam, which doesn't have any fish. Two nice mesholim, Reb Ami, a Shlokish, a trap without food, the depths of the sea without fish. We won't have the time to look at the difference in the mesholim. Obviously, you'll find that in the Sefer of the Orchanei Al HaTorah, the Minchasoni, the Orchanei Al HaTorah in Parshas Miketz. He's Mevai, that Barichus, a beautiful shtickle there. But it's clear from the Gemara, the Mitzrayim was emptied. We saw what Korach took. We saw what the rest of Klal Yisrael took. Where, what, how, what was there at the Yom Suf? That Kasha Shtetchen Bemis in the Tzlach. The Tzlach doesn't talk about Korach. It's out to still. But the Tzlach in Brochus asks the Kasha. And the Tzlach asks, where was the food? Where was the money left to Bezos Hayom? Tzlach starts by bringing his son's tarets. But Tzlach says, "Hashem Benoy," which at the beginning he's very meshabeach. Obviously, he's biased. He likes his son's pshat, but later he takes it apart. But initially, he brings down the pshat from his son, and he says, "Atali pshat." When Klal Yisrael emptied Mitzrayim, it was only from Pisim and Ramses. Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim from Pisim and Ramses. Yveisoch the Morgan Avraham says that we go through Parshas Masei, says the Morgan Avraham, there are 42 Masois. Rashi in Oni Masei says, Klal Yisrael journeyed on 42 journeys from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. 42 journeys. Says the Morgan Avraham, it's connected the shame of Membeis Oisius. It represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, which constitutes 42 letters. Memelis, says the Morgan Avraham, even in a year where Matos and Masei are separate, even in such a year, where Masei is separate from Matos, and you lay Masei, Shabbos Mincha, Monday and Thursday, says the Morgan Avraham, I don't want you to make any hefsek to Sheni. And many, it's not a very relevant shaila, because it's rare that Masei comes by itself. but we might have it very soon. Well, you'd have to ask the Rav at the time, will he let you stop? When it comes to Shaila every Shabbos, Mincha, Parshas Maaser, a few years, everyone gets worried. The Magen Avraham says, I don't want to stop. It's connected the Shema Membeis Oisius. Can't stop. You count up Parshas Maaser, or ask your children to count up the journeys you'll find in Maaser, you won't get to 42. 41. You count again, and you'll still get 41. And if you count again and you're still right, you'll still get 41. Obayashi says Membeis. And the Magen Avraham Paskins is Pederech Egemes to the Shem Membeis. Where's your 42? Shteitim Mefarshim. That the first journey that isn't mentioned is the journey to Ramses from where they left. Getting your family together for Chol HaMoed outing is in itself a journey to get onto the door, then to the car. So the Yeshayim, the Klais, or spread out of Mitzrayim. To get them to Ramses was itself a journey. They journeyed from Ramses, but we count Ramses as the first journey, but it's not true. Two Ramses. Staten that Tzlach B'Shem Benoi, Memela, the wealth they took out of Mitzrayim, was from Ramses. They all came to Ramses. From Ramses, they emptied it out. Memela, there was gold left, B'Zasayim. They only emptied one part of Mitzrayim. Fitting very nicely, it would mean that Korach, V'Adosoi, and Klal Yisrael's wealth, as Chazal describe it, was all literally from just that small place. Yeah. It's Kenzai, we don't know what Mitzrayim contained. But it would therefore explain to us why there was so much more left at the Yam. There's a Mahalach from Rabbi Yosef Salant in Be'er Yosef. The Be'er Yosef wonders. The first pasuk we mentioned in Perek Gimel, pasuk of Beis, where the pasuk says, "V'shoa lo isha meshchento," women should borrow kli kesef, kli zav, v'smolos. The Torah says, first of all, ladies. And then he asks, why does the Torah tell you what to do with them? V'samtem abaneichem abaneisechem. So the Be'er Yosef. I'm halach like this. You all know the famous Chazal. Yedua, the stira, Klai Yisrael in Mitzrayim, in the Midbar. There's a famous stira, Psukim, from Ekev to Kisavoy. In Ekev, Perichas, Pasuk Dalud, the Torah says over there, V'na'alcho, V'raglocho loy v'atzeiko. Klai Yisrael's journey in the Midbar meant that their feet didn't swell. Ches Dalud, your feet didn't swell. Says Rashi, as one does if one walks barefoot. So they walk barefoot. Go a few psukim later. Perkhov test pasuk dalud. Stay daten. So your shoes didn't wear out. So did they have shoes? Or didn't they have shoes? Did they walk barefoot or not barefoot? On that, Gaboy says, Be'erach 5 mahalchim. Quickly, we're running out of time. Depends. Those who are inside the Onon, well, out the Onon throughout. If you're inside the Onon, you didn't need to wear shoes. The Onon carried you. You had one brocha. Those who are the Onon throughout had to wear shoes. Or Ben Yosef wants to say, Mahalach, that it depends if you're wearing it or not. The nes that Kodesh Baruch gave to Klal Yisrael was if you're wearing the begodim. If you wore a beged, he protected you. If you wanted to store it up and put it in your suitcase or save it for a rainy day, Hashem says, there's no bracha on that beged. So the Be'er Yosef, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that Paroi was going to open up his oitzrus, as Chazal tell us, to throw the gold at the Mitzrayim to say, go run after Klal Yisrael. So the Chayre, if that's the case, then why schlep with you? Why take food with you when there's going to be food there? Hagam Shteitim Mechil to the Paroi will offer the Mitzrayim kol kesef that he's got left over after Klal Yisrael had been there, to go run after Klal Yisrael. So in that case, why would Klal Yisrael ask to take anything? The Talmud says, you're only going to get at the Yam Suf that what power is going to bring to you. What's going to be brought to you? The men's clothing. The men are going to go to the Yam Suf. The men are going to go to battle. At the Yam Suf, you'll find men's clothing. You'll find men's jewelry. But women's jewellery, you won't find any women's clothes there. The noshim, the mitzvah ladies are still at home. So the Torah, I want you to have everything. To slip men's clothes with, don't. Because it's only useful if for some time you're going to actually wear it. You don't need to go for 7 days. So to take stamp clothes, you don't need to schlep with. There's no tachlis unless you're going to wear it. For some time. If you're not going to wear it, why schlep? To put in your suitcase, it'll wear out. And wear you down, no point. But the ladies are going to need clothing. They're not going to get that in Mitzrayim. So v'sho'alo isho mishchento. The women should borrow in Mitzrayim. So Ben Yosef is mazbik klor from his mahalach, how he answers the psukim. He doesn't touch upon our kasha. Of the chayga, we can understand and give an answer to what we asked. Avad, there'll be gold and silver and clothes at the Yom Sof. But the brocha that the Klal Yisrael could have taken out of Mitzrayim would only exist if they actually were going to use it, and they wouldn't need it to go down to the Yom Sof with it. Memela, they weren't told to take that much with them. Take empty Mitzrayim, but only empty of what you're actually going to need on the way. The rest will be brought to you at the Yom Sof. This is Kliyoko in Perek Gimel. The Kliyoko also tells a fascinating kasha. The Kliyoko asks, why in the middle pasuk does it not mention clothes? The Kliyoko tells, why in the middle pasuk we mentioned, we went through three pasukim, and in the middle pasuk clothes were ignored? Stating Kliyoko that the Mitzrayim, who saw that in every single house in Eretz Mitzrayim, people were dying, left, right, and center. Ein bayis asha, ein shalmis. So the ladies were scared that there's some sort of sakon in their clothes to hold the clothes of their dead husbands, their dead men in the home. They don't want them. So they took their clothes, as a Kliyoko, and they threw it at the user. Take. We don't want this. Fits in very nicely with a Rashi. You want one, take two. They were scared to hold any belonging that belonged to their husband. They all died. Vemela says a Kliyoko like this. Staten Toyga to borrow Klei Kesef, Klei Zohov, Smolois. One of those items came free, the Smolois. Smolois were given to Klei Zohov, just take. The Klei Kesef and Klei Zohov came unwillingly. So the Kliyoko, three times the Torah writes the word Chein. Chein times three, Chein is 58. 58 times three is Gaboy Sai. 58 times three. 174. Same gematria as Kesef Zohov. Exactly. The only thing that Klal Yisrael had to have chain for was to take the Kesef Zohov out of Mitzrayim. But the smolois, they threw at him and said, "Boy, side, take it in time. We don't want that." It comes out clear that Hagam, we see on one hand, the Mitzrayim wanted to give everything. Not everything came so easily. Clothes were given easily. But Kesef Zohov needed a certain chein. They emptied Mitzrayim. But mashma taken off from everything. Because they had to have, if they wouldn't have had the chein, they wouldn't have got it. Clothes they took easily. And that answers the student Rashi we asked. Did they give it willingly? Did not give it willingly? Tayyat says, depends what you were talking about over here. Comes out Klog Abu Yisai. Klirach in his story of saying, this Isha, this lady in the Midbar, is fabricated. Come over, come atamim. Every member of Klal Yisrael was as wealthy as they needed to be. More than that, had tzoynu boko yeshoche Ibrahim, they had plenty of tzoynu boko. She wasn't plowing in the midbar by Eretz Yisrael. It was a shaykh for her to give the matnas kahuna. It wasn't a geat till they got into Eretz Yisrael anyway. But Rabbeisai, I want to end with a poshut avot, a simple understanding. Korach was the one who thought, whatever I give away to somebody else is a loss. I want to keep it for myself. So Korach was a hounder. I can't give away. Korach's story is built on the fact, if I give away, I give away. Korach made a mistake. Korach misunderstood. The ideology of tzedakah is that when you give away, you're taking for yourself. And Korach wanted it. Says the Rebbe, fine. You want to keep it for yourself? Let you keep it. Take it with you. Take it with you down into the ground. And fat lot of use will do you there. You can't write out a check against Gornish Torn. You've got it all with you. Moshe Emes, with your gold and your silver and useless. Have a look at the kapitel in Tehillim Mem Tes. Lanatzeach livnei koyach. B'nei Korach, who started their descent into Shol Tachdis and were pulled out, did the tshuva. What did B'nei Korach say? Now they're the ones to give testimony because they saw the mistake of their father. What do they scream? Say the pasuk, Al tiro kiyash ish. So B'nei Korach, the word of a man becomes rich. Kiyiru bekevoid besoy. He has covered in his house. Doesn't bother you. Why? Ki loy be moiso yikach hakoil. If it is gonish nemen, dosi b'nei koirach. What a person gains and earns and saves is gonish vet. The only thing we can have is a half an hour of Torah on a Sunday morning, which we have is ours to keep and can never be taken. To understand what taka is, the real riches, and hold it as our Torah alone of it. Omivot.